From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Islamic State militants claimed two bombings in the Arabian Peninsula Friday. The explosions targeted Shiite mosques where at least 21 people died and more than 80 were wounded. VOA's Arup Pandey has U.S. reaction.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Friday he could not corroborate Islamic State's claims it was responsible for the blast.
The attribution, the determination about who is responsible, is something that is still under review.
The claim of responsibility for the mosque attack in Saudi Arabia and for one in Yemen comes on the heels of Islamic State's seizure of Ramadi and in neighboring Syria, the fall of the ancient city of Palmyra to IS militants. Despite the taking of territory, the White House has stood firm this week, announcing no changes in its strategy against the militant group, which is comprised of thousands of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes to back Iraqi forces on the ground. Arup Pandey, the White House.
The U.S. Senate has blocked a House of Representatives bill that would have ended the bulk collection of domestic telephone data by the National Security Agency. The legislation is known as the USA Freedom Act. The massive collection program came under fire from advocates of civil liberties after former NSA contractor Edward Snowden disclosed it to journalists in 2013. The Republican-led U.S. Senate gave President Obama a major victory Friday night when it passed the Trade Promotion Authority Bill, also called the Fast Track Trade Bill. Supporters said the bill would facilitate passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which they say would help the U.S. export more goods and help more people in the Asia-Pacific region. Opponents include House Democrats who say it would cost American workers jobs. This is VOA News. Visiting one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, President Barack Obama confirmed an affirmed U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not under any circumstances be allowed to get a nuclear weapon.
I'm interested in a deal that blocks every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon, every single path. A deal that imposes unprecedented inspections on all elements of Iran's nuclear program so that they can't cheat.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final nuclear deal to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been critical of the framework agreement with Iran, calling it weak. U.S. and Cuban officials meeting in Washington have failed to reach an overall agreement on reopening embassies and fully establishing diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years. The U.S. State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remains optimistic negotiations will continue with a positive outcome for all.
This round of talks was highly productive. We will persist, inspired by the conviction that engagement and not isolation are the keys to moving forward.
This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met during the April Summit of Americas in Panama. Still on the agenda in Washington is President Obama's intention to remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Mexican officials say dozens were killed in a gunfight between suspected criminals and security forces in western Mexico. The governor of Michoacán State said the so-called Jalisco New Generation drug cartel was involved. The cartel has killed at least 15 police officers in recent months and shot down a military helicopter in Jalisco State earlier this month, killing at least six people on board. Michoacán and Jalisco have endured some of the worst violence in a Mexican drug war that began to escalate in 2006. U.S. stocks moved mostly higher this week. The Dow and S&P both notched record losses during the week before retreating a bit, while the Nasdaq ended less than 3 points away from its all-time high. In a speech on Friday, Central Bank Chief Janet Yellen reaffirmed the bank was on track to raise interest rates this year. U.S. automaker General Motors could be on the verge of paying a record penalty for failing to reveal an ignition switch and defect in its vehicles linked to at least 104 deaths, according to a report in the New York Times. GM settlement is still being negotiated, but is expected to surpass the $1.2 billion Toyota paid last year for failing to reveal unintended acceleration problems in its vehicles. And the oldest living known person in the world is celebrating a milestone today at her home in the central state of Michigan. She turns 116. Happy birthday, Geraldine Tolley. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.